Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Question of the day. The Bible refers to one animal more than any other. Which one? Here are a few clues. They're mentioned more than 500 times. They're woolly, and it's not a sweater. It's sheep. All animals are fearfully and wonderfully made, of course. Sheep are too. Did you know that they have a great sense of smell and custom-made scent glands in front of their eyes and between their toes? Imagine having your nose on your feet. Hooey! Oh, man. A sheep's field of vision is nearly 360 degrees. Sheep can navigate mazes and use their memory to memorize how to get through those mazes quickly. They're cute, cuddly, and at Christmas time, Mexican sheep sing Feliz Navidad. Okay, that part isn't true. The rest is. Recently, my rancher son Jeff decided to tackle sheep. Well, to care for them. You know what I mean. He has since concluded that sheep are more intelligent than we think. Like humans, they form deep and lasting bonds, stick up for each other, and grieve when they lose a friend. But he also knows they are a couple peanuts short of an O. Henry bar. Jeff has found them coated in flies, caught in fences, crunching poisonous plants, chowing down rubber-coated wire, or eating dirt because all the grass in front of them is gone.
Why move two steps for fresh grass? This dirt isn't bad.
The Bible often compares us humans to sheep. It's no wonder. We are prone to wander. We struggle. We fear. We despair. We're stubborn. Our dipstick rarely reaches the oil. Maybe that's why Psalm 23 is the most Googled psalm. The chapter is written by a shepherd boy who will be king, and it makes perfect sense to my shepherd son. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The shepherd provides everything a lamb needs, but like us, sheep still worry. They'd rather drink from disease-infested mud holes than trust the shepherd to lead them to quiet pools of refreshing water where they can drink in peace. And boy, do sheep need peace. Deer have springs in their legs. Dogs bite. Cats have claws on their paws. But not sheep. They are defenseless. They can't outmatch, outrun, or outclaw a predator. But in the shepherd, sheep have security. They have everything they need. Second, the psalmist says, "He restores my soul." Like us, sheep need restoration. Heavy wool coats can flip them on their backs to bake in the sun, capsized upside down, helpless without a shepherd. Their wool gets caught in a thicket or a fence. They'll be strangled unless they're cut loose. And what's a sheep to do? Go to Woolmart for help? No. When our world is upside down, God alone offers what we need, comfort and restoration. He will lead us in paths of righteousness. In Luke 15, Jesus compared us to lost sheep. Shepherds know that once a sheep realizes it's lost, it cowers under a bush or rock and begins shaking and bleating loudly. If the shepherd doesn't find it quickly, it'll be killed by a wild animal. Once found, it's often too traumatized to walk, so the shepherd carries it back to the flock. That's a comfort today, isn't it? Scott Wesley Brown sings, "There is no problem too big that God cannot solve it. There is no storm too dark God cannot calm it. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry you." Are you feeling a little sheepish today? Focus on our good shepherd, the one who went looking for us, the one who promises to bring us home.
In a world of false preachers, misinformation, and fake news, who can we really trust? Dr. John Neufeld, Bible teacher for Back to the Bible Canada, presents a powerful new book, Who Speaks for God? Get your copy this month for a feature price of just $7 by visiting laughagain.ca or calling 1-800-663-2425. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.